across the lines to me. This is Echo. You are listening to WJFC Acra, Creative Community Magical Radio.
You like music?
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues right here on WGXC. The show is a monthly roundup of new offerings from the worlds of psych, indie, jangle pop, experimental music, and folk, bolstered with enough classic fodder to make them stick.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Tune in to Crawl Out from the Fallout every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
How can I say no to that?
Here's a PSA from Columbia County Sanctuary Movement about what to do if you encounter ICE. In our community, knowledge is power, so let's talk about your rights. You don't have to open the door, and you have the right to stay silent, not sign anything, and in New York, you can record an interaction with law enforcement. If an agent comes with a warrant, it must be signed by a judge to be valid. In public, make sure to stay calm, don't run, and never lie or show false documents. If you're detained, you don't have to sign anything without a lawyer. ICE can use your words against you. So stay silent and ask for legal help. To stay informed, visit our social media account at CCSMNY, and if you are interested in learning more about your rights, call Columbia County Sanctuary Movement at 518-303-3848, Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5 p.m. And if you're approached by ICE agents or see them in the community, call CCSM's Rapid Response Line at 518-291-9386.
What's up, everyone?
You're on air with
the Promise Cool Kids. With a
Z. We're back with another Friday.
How was everybody's Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was good. I got to see my family and we ate.
My Thanksgiving was good, and kind of like same what Jason said, but like there was a bad part when I was like eating mac and cheese, it was all falling apart.
Same what Jason said, but that mac and cheese was the best.
Same.
Thanksgiving was okay for me. It's just that the worst part definitely was I was eating my favorite food, and it just tasted nasty.
I have a question.
Nasty.
What is your favorite food?
Steak. It just tasted bitter and nasty, but I had not a lot of people over there, so it was pretty fun.
My Thanksgiving was good, and I really love mac and cheese.
My Thanksgiving was okay.
And I also had mac and cheese, but it was cold by the time I got to it.
I ate turkey, mac and cheese, yams, and like other stuff.
I had some type of like jerk turkey or something like that. And then I had mac and cheese, curry goat, and then I think that's it. No, and fried chicken.
I had fried chicken, mac and cheese, and mac salad.
I have lasagna, mac and cheese, and barbecue chicken.
I had yams, I had steak, I had mac and cheese, and I had turkey and a little bit of cranberry sauce.
I had green beans, I had mac and cheese, and I had cornbread.
I had turkey, and I had mashed potatoes and applesauce. And then the next day after that, I don't know if I liked yams, so I didn't even try it at Thanksgiving. But then I tried it the next day, and I actually liked it. I just don't like the texture.
And also, I did eat Brussels sprouts.
Cannon, I have a question. What is bark chicken?
I said barbecue chicken.
I also had banana pudding. It was so good.
What is your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Fried chicken.
Turkey.
The jerk, turkey.
Yams.
I like yams, Brussels sprouts, and sometimes when I get the chance, I eat steak.
I like mac and cheese.
I like mac and cheese and turkey and ham.
I also do like the mac and cheese.
Where does everyone spend their Thanksgiving?
I spend mine at my house.
Same.
Well, this Thanksgiving, we went to like the Ghent Firehouse or something like that.
Same as Jay's. I went to my dad's.
I stayed at home.
I went to my Nana's.
Did y'all have a lot of people?
It wasn't too much, but it was like a decent amount.
Same here.
I had, including my sister, I had about like
7 people there, but it actually kind of felt like 4.
I had like mid amount of people.
I had I just counted and I had 6 people, but six people. And I finally figured it out.
Our first song break, Rock With You by Michael Jackson.
Get into you. Don't try to find.
from our first song break. Can you guys believe we are in the second season of our show already? How do you feel about radio this time around?
Good.
It feels good, fun.
Same with Jason, I said.
It feels like our like last season, which like just a couple of days ago, but I feel good about radio.
I feel really good about radio, but I feel like last season our shows were a little more interesting. And I think last season was better.
I think this season is gonna be good.
I feel like last season was better too. Because, like, we had more interviews and we had, like, more to talk about.
What has been the most hardest part of radio? What have you liked the most?
For me, the hardest part about radio, I think it was either, like, our first radio show, I think it was, when it wasn't, like, with a lot of people and it was just, like, a couple of us.
Same with Jair.
The hardest part about radio is when I really want, when people listen to our show, it's really hard when, the music is not, like, the sound is not working.
Something that's very hard for me is, like, talking louder so then people could hear me.
What have you liked the most?
Interviewing, all the interviews that we've done.
Talking.
Same.
My favorite part was when we did the pumpkin this season, and the one last season was interviewing my mom.
Same.
Wait, what pumpkin are you talking about?
It's like that plastic fake pumpkin. You might have not been here, were you?
The one where like we're like pulling out the pumpkin. And then, okay,
yeah. Like the questions.
Same. I know what you're talking about.
Do we have ideas who we want to interview this year?
Probably like Mike Tyson.
Jen, Miss Tia, and Miss Aisha.
Miss Tia. Miss Tia.
I honestly don't know.
Me either.
I don't really have any ideas of who to interview this season.
What do you like most about when we have a guest on the show?
When we get to like interview them and like ask them questions about like to ask them questions.
Same.
I like to hear them answer the questions.
I like to, when we ask them questions, I like that. So we get to know them, know a little more about them.
Same.
It's time for our second sound break. Hot on Ice, World Wave.
This nigga around. I don't give a fuck what a nigga talking about. Mama
say it's my fault. It's my fault. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Think it's best I put my heart on ice. Heart on ice. Cause I can't breathe. I'ma put my heart on ice. Heart on ice. It's getting the best of me. While in the cell with Lil Joaquin, after I slapped him, my head told him, I don't know how you get down with them clowns, but I'm a soldier. No one could understand, I had way too much aggression that built over the years from my abandoned adolescence. See, I done been lied to, backstabbed, and heartbroken. I wanted to cry, but I was too afraid to open. Praying one day I find a peace of mind by the ocean. I spent all my time committing crimes to get closer. While at my nana house, I played a couch, staring at the ceiling, trying not to get in my feelings, thinking of a way I can make these millions. Maybe that'll take this pain away and clear up all these rainy days. Heart yeah. Been broke so many times, I don't know what to believe. Mama say it's my fault. It's my fault. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Think it's best I put my heart on ice. Heart on ice. Cause I can't breathe. I'ma put my heart on ice. Heart on ice. It's getting the best of me. Heart been broke so many times, I don't know what to believe. Mama say it's my fault. It's my fault. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Think it's best I put my heart on ice. Heart on ice. Cause I can't breathe. I'ma put my heart on ice. Heart on ice. It's getting the best of me. While in the cell with Lil Joaquin, after I slapped him, my head told him, I don't know how you get down with them clowns, but I'm a soldier. No one could understand, I had way too much aggression that built over the years from my abandoned adolescence. See, I done been lied to, backstabbed, and heartbroken. I wanted to cry, but I was too afraid to open. Praying one day I find a peace of mind by the ocean. I spent all my time committing crimes to get closer. While at my nana house, I played a couch, staring at the ceiling, trying not to get in my feelings, thinking of a way I can make these millions. Maybe that'll take this pain away and clear up all these rainy days. Heart yeah. Been broke so many times, I don't know what to believe. Mama say it's my fault. It's my fault. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Think it's best I put my heart on ice. Heart on ice. Cause I can't breathe. I'ma put my heart on ice. Heart on ice. It's getting the best of me.
We're back from our second song break. If you could interview anyone, who would it be?
Hurricane Wisdom at 1900 Rugrat.
Me, Kobe Bryant and LeBron James.
LeBron James?
LeBron James and LeBron James.
I don't know.
We're mostly saying we want to interview basketball players, but I would also interview a basketball player, and that basketball player is Jalen Brunson.
I don't have anybody.
I asked Kobe, how many points did he score in, like, his final game?
I didn't get to watch it. I don't even think I was alive.
I'll probably ask the blind, like, how many points can you score in one game? With only dunking.
That would be 2 + 2 + 2 + 2. How many add up to how many dunks you dunk, JCM?
I would ask Hurricane Wisdom and 1900 Rugrat if I can make a song with them.
I don't have one.
I don't have one either.
Me either.
Junior, do you think that you're going to let your castmates hear your music anytime soon?
Never. Maybe when I drop more, but never.
Why?
We're not listening to that Christmas song, Jace.
The Christmas song Why? That your sister told me about?
But that's mad annoying. What made you want to do radio?
It sounded fun, and like, based off like hearing it off like the radio in the car, I just felt like I would want to do it.
Same.
It's on live.
I wanted to do radio because it's just like every time you hear like radio in the car, it's just like you can actually hear people speaking, but it's like they're not always people you know, and it's just really cool because sometimes the channels can, like the, I don't know what to call them, but like the stations can go on everywhere sometimes, so when you get a lot of listeners, it's really cool.
Speaking of that, when I was going home last year, I seen a podcast people right by my house. And we were on the thing because we stopped by to scream hi and we were on the podcast.
What was they doing by your house?
They was just having a podcast.
But why?
I don't know. And we were listening to it.
That's really cool.
What is your guys' favorite book to read?
Mine's is The Bad Guys.
Mine's is, Good Burger.
Splatoon.
I don't got one. I don't read books.
I like graphic novels, like Smile.
I like black and white books. My second favorite are graphic novels.
My favorite book is Babysitters. Babysitters Club.
What book do you not like?
Chapter books. That's like has like over 10 chapters.
Alvin and the Chipmunk books.
Same.
I don't like comic books.
all books except for Babysitter's Club.
Wait, except for what?
I don't
like... You guys have to read for 20 minutes now, I promise, right? Isn't that your favorite part of the program?
It's really boring. No.
No.
Boo.
Hopefully. Never do it again. Boo. Boo. Boo.
But I don't... I dislike books that have, like, kind of like a 1,000 pages. I don't like them because they take forever to read. And I already have a page with, a book with 260 pages that I'm trying to finish, but I keep forgetting to read it.
That's a lot of pages.
It's not really a lot. I have a book with like 400 and something pages, or three or two.
I don't.
It's
like
just
black.
Really fat.
I don't like black and white books because I like pictures.
I have a question. How do you guys feel about when we first started? We had a little people watching, but now we got a lot of people watching. How do you guys feel?
I feel like good.
Yeah.
Better.
Impressive.
It feels definitely more difficult because there's more people listening. That means we have to practice more, and we also have to kind of like work on some things that we're not really good with yet.
Good.
It's kind of scary, but I don't know.
It's kind of weird.
It's a little scary because if you don't know them.
Same.
Scary it's, and weird.
It's weird because they probably wouldn't know. They probably wouldn't know what you looked like. And that's just kind of weird when you hear somebody's voice. And maybe on radio it sounds a little different. Since we're on live, all our voices sound how they do in real life. But it's just going to be a little, like, weird if they're, like, if you know that they know you from only radio, and they just, like, walk past you, and they don't even say anything, and they're like, that's just a regular person.
I act like a fish stick.
Yes, see.
Can you tell each other's voices, who it is, just by the voice?
Let's see. Somebody say something.
Hello.
That was definitely JC on. Or maybe Junior.
That was not me.
That was Junior.
No, Junior. It was you, Adina.
No, it was not.
30 seconds.
Thanks for watching.
Thomas Cool Kids.
Signing out.
6-7. Do-do-do.
Be quiet.
Make me.
Yeah, make us.
I hate the noise.
We're
are we still on air?